Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shut it down.
But before we go down that road, let's talk about something where it appears the Congress may be working. Congressman Denver Riggleman joins us this morning to talk about the budget deal. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, John. How are you?
I am great, and I'm glad to hear that we may be about to avoid a shutdown and the president might get some money for the wall. Tell me what you know about the budget deal that's out there.
Well, John, this might surprise you. We haven't seen the final budget deal
okay,
yet.
I know of that. Course,
I know this. You know, I know that's surprising. You know, here in Congress, my first 6 weeks here. You know, but
right.
You know, we have the broad strokes of the deal. You know, there's some things that are promising. You know, the $1.375 billion original number, you know, that they have allowed, and I'll put that in quotes, mm-hmm. you know, for this budget deal. But there's $1 billion for personnel, electronic surveillance, points of entry surveillance, which is something I did in my past, as you know, with counterterrorism, counterintelligence background I have.
Right.
So it's interesting to see what they're trying to do here, but they're loading a lot of money onto personnel, electronic surveillance. But we'll see what this final thing says today. You know, we're hoping it's not 1,000 pages and we have 2 hours to get ready for it. But I'm cautiously optimistic right now that we can see a bill that maybe we can get together on.
Do you think that supporters of the president, who, you know, I have asserted for a long time, largely supported him because of his strong stance on border security and building the wall, that they should be happy about this or frustrated? I mean, I guess they grudgingly accepted, but should they be mad or happy about it?
Yes.
Both.
I think last night I was a little frustrated myself. You know, I don't have a political background. And so I came from the business world and came from military intelligence. So when you look at the broad strokes of the bill, we got the same talking points, right? Yeah, we talk in conference and everybody discusses where we think this bill is going to go. But I do believe that there's going to be frustration. I think right now, I think the one thing that I've learned from this, John, is that elections matter. And right now in Congress, the things that you learn with closed rules and no debate is that you really are powerless in the minority, and they can actually bring any bill they want to the floor at any time and change the rules at any time. And what supporters, you know, Republican supporters have to remember is that elections matter. And so right now, I there's a lot of Republicans not willing to close the government again. That we got some concessions, but it's not very robust. And yes, I'm disappointed. Again, it's this back and forth debate. Do you vote yes or no? You know, it's not what we wanted. We think we got played a little bit, and it's a very difficult vote, even for Republicans now. But it's I'm not going to hold people at hostage, you know, doing this.
The other headline that I think was distressing to a lot of conservatives, and you know, you're not responsible for this 6 weeks into your career, but this $22 trillion debt number, I'm just shocked. It's almost like the house is burning down and everyone's still sipping cocktails. That should alarm people, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Iran is a deficit hawk, and that's the other part of this bill that I think people, it's very difficult because there's so much money loaded in all these different lanes that you don't even know about, right? It might be an extra $500 million for detention beds. That money adds up. Hmm. What I look at as a deficit hawk, if we had our full sort of line of funding for a secure border and also for visa reform to look at E-Verify, I think illegal immigration costs this country between $43 billion and $300 billion per year, looking at the estimates. So even as a deficit hawk, you could say, hey, you know, investing, you know, in secure border, comprehensive immigration reform, physical barriers or walls in specific parts, that's a great idea because it actually helps the taxpayer. Mm-hmm. But looking at what's happening with these budgets right now, at some point, I think Congress has to act specifically on the deficit. I think people say this, Do they really want it to happen? I do. So we're going to be looking at how we can cut this deficit. But $22 trillion, I mean, I don't know about you, John, but I signed the front of the paycheck as I had companies, CEO. I just think it's unsustainable, and it actually scares me to death.
I mean, I think that fear is real, or should be real for people.
It should be real.
And in your first 6 weeks, in your conversations with new colleagues, is this something that people even discuss, or is it just
sadly
talking?
only a few of us? And you know, again, I think if you see more business owners coming in, people aren't in politics. To them, it's almost like money isn't real. Yeah. People have been in politics for a long time. And for people like me who come in and look at some of these line items or some of these budget line items, I've had to do long-term spend plans for the Department of Defense based on monies that I received. And you're looking at this and you're scratching your head going, how's this math working out for somebody? Because it certainly isn't working out for me. Yeah. This doesn't make any sense. I think people need to be very aware, and I think there needs to be a call, a groundswell to say, hey, it's time to get our financial house in order. And I hope that I can be part of getting our financial house in order. That's part of the reasons why I ran, is because of that fear.
Real quick before we go, what's it like with your Democrat colleagues? Are they a little cocky now? Because the social media posts that I saw after the last shutdown ended, it was a kind of a shocking arrogance that they had beaten Donald Trump. What's the attitude like on the House floor?
Well, that's a head scratcher. Instead of beating Donald Trump, why don't you do what's right for your constituency and your people? And it's almost like they're constantly running against Donald Trump instead of doing what's best for the people that voted for him. There are about 30 or 40 moderate Democrats, John, that I think are pretty good people. They're trying their best. They don't have a political background either, and a lot of them are veterans.
Yeah.
And they're saying that this is sort of crazy. I'm going to John, right now, let's do what's best for the people. And on the Democratic side, if I were to say they're not arrogant or not cocky or not overly boisterous, I'd be lying. It is. I think we'd beat them in a tug of war competition. I'll tell you that. I think the Republicans would. But
yeah.
At some point, again, we need to get Republican voters out and people who believe in conservative values to vote, or we're going to have an issue. It's not going to stop.
Yeah. Well, I think the clock is running on us as a country. I hope everybody will pay attention.
So do I,
to
John.
It. Denver Riggleman, our congressman from Virginia, really appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.